More than a million Rohingya people have fled targeted violence in their native Myanmar. Most of them remain in refugee camps across the border in Bangladesh, and most have been there for more than 5 years. As NPR's Lauren Frayer learned, some say they feel the world has forgotten them, a warning that this report talks about rape and other forms of violence.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.
Jamalida Begum waves me into her sweltering little bamboo house in this refugee camp in southern Bangladesh and immediately launches into a horrifying story about nonstop shooting that killed her husband and neighbors in their village across the border in Myanmar, and about what soldiers did to her next. Jamalida is one of thousands of rape survivors from what human rights observers call a genocide against the Rohingya people. For 6 years, she sat cross-legged on this dirt floor telling this story to aid workers, to investigators from the International Criminal Court, even to the Prime Minister of Bangladesh when she visited these camps. The details are tough, and I tell Jamalida she does not have to recount them again. It's then, though, that she starts to cry. I used to see my name in the news all the time, she says, but journalists have stopped coming. The world has stopped listening. I feel forgotten, and I still don't have justice, she says. No justice and no hope of going home either. When she moved into this bamboo house 6 years ago, it felt temporary. There was a mud path out front. Now it's a brick walkway.
And on either side, there are thatched bamboo huts lined with tarpaulin that have the UNHCR, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, logo. There are some kiosks, a barber shop. The call to prayer sounds out, and a lot of young men in white prayer caps gather. It's less like a camp, more like a city as time goes by.
But it's a city without hope, says 18-year-old Mohammed Imran.
We lost our hope. We would go back to our country with dignity.
A coup 2 years ago in Myanmar left the military in charge there, the same military that burned down his house. That dashed his hopes of going home anytime soon. But schools in these camps only go to the eighth grade. Drug trafficking is rampant. There was a shooting here recently. Mohammed is idle, agitated, and looking to escape.
We can't move freely. We feel stressful.
You feel unsafe here.
Yeah, so I try to go to Malaysia.
He wants to go to Malaysia, he says. After languishing for years here, a growing number of Rohingya have been paying smugglers to ferry them across the sea. But these waters in the Bay of Bengal are dangerous. Boats are rickety. The smugglers can be unscrupulous. And hundreds, perhaps thousands of Rohingya have drowned on these journeys. A woman called Rokia, who goes by one name, is trying to figure out if her husband was one of them. He said he was going out to watch a soccer game, she says. But then he called 2 days later on his way to Malaysia. That was 11 months ago, and she has not heard from him since. She says she has a bad feeling. He should have called by now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
A generation of Rohingya children is growing up in Bangladesh, but the government doesn't want them to stay. It's banned schools from teaching them the local Bangla language. It doesn't want them to integrate. It wants them to go home or wants other countries to take them. So for now, school children in these camps are taught to recite the national anthem of Myanmar. A country that, despite everything they've been through, they still consider home. Meanwhile, some of the adults here are slowly accepting the idea that they may spend the rest of their lives away from that home. And so they're building a cultural memory center with displays of traditional Rohingya farm tools, pottery, models of architecture.
All the models of Rohingya houses.
So these are like straw models of the architecture style.
Yeah. Rohingya artisan made that.
Shahat Zia Hero is one of the tour guides. He says the children run around and play with the dioramas. But the adults, they weep when they walk in. Because even an old plow from a farm can be a reminder of the life they left behind.
It's really important to remind people their own culture, because culture is our identity. We must keep our identity with us so we never become people from nowhere.
So that they don't become the people from nowhere, he says. The people the world has forgotten. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, in a Rohingya refugee camp near Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.